Matthew 24:37. You know, we are living in days very close to the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And he says here, the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. In other words, one sign that we are in the last days is that the world will be like the days of Noah. And in those days, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until one day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed all of them. So it'll be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, if you read Genesis chapter 6, I don't have time to go there, but you read it. There were two types of sins common in Genesis chapter 6. The first thing mentioned is unnatural sex. The sons of God means the angels looked at pretty women. You read that in Genesis 6. And they wanted to have sex with them. But angels can't have sex. They don't have that function in their system. So how did they have it? They would possess men and enjoy women through them. Unnatural sex. And unnatural sex is going on in the world today in different ways. It's becoming more and more popular. Men are not marrying women, they're marrying men. Women are not marrying women, they're marrying women. The days of Noah have come upon us. And the other thing we see in those days was violence. You read that also in Genesis 6. Murder, hatred, bitterness, terrorism, shooting here and there, killing people. Are we living in those days? The days of Noah. But that's one side of the picture. That's the vast majority of Noah's world. But the other side of the picture is one God-fearing family. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives. Eight people. One small church, we can see. Of only eight people, there will be such churches. There will be such families in the last days also. The days of Noah, evil in the world, but families like Noah also. God wants your family to be like Noah's family. He had three sons who obeyed him, even though they were quite old. You know, in those days they lived up to hundreds of years. And his sons were hundreds of years old when they obeyed their father. Imagine telling your sons, hey, listen, don't go with all your worldly friends. Let's build an ark. What do we learn about Noah? God told him to build an ark. Today, if God tells you to do some work, the first question people ask, Lord, where's the money coming from? In those days, there was no Western country to send prayer letters to get money from. If Noah had asked the question, you know how long, supposing the Lord told you to build a ship. First question is, where will the money come from? Noah did not ask that question because he knew what the answer would be. The Lord would say, from your own pocket. You got land, Noah, sell some of it. You got trees, cut them down. Use your own money to do God's work. That's what I've done. For half a century nearly. That's what we teach in all of our CFC churches. All our elders are self-supporting. They're not paid. We follow Noah. The last days will be like Noah. Noah's days. We want people like Noah who do God's work at their own expense. Noah used his own money to build the ark. He sold his own property and built the ark. And his children saw that. Oh, dad's using his own money to do God's work. Oh, this must be a wonderful God to follow. And they became like that. Where do we see such preachers today? Where do you see such pastors who are not interested in your money, but who are interested in your salvation? Who want to prepare you for the coming of the Lord, to make you live a godly life, to have a godly home, to have godly children. Noah was like that. If children are not following the Lord, it's because they see their parents not following the Lord. you have a home where husband and wife are always fighting with each other, and go to the church and saying, "Oh Lord, we want to praise you day and night," and they come home and they see them fighting with each other. Even in Pentecostal homes, in the church, they see them speaking in tongues, in unknown tongues, and then their home, they say in their mother tongue, husband and wife are fighting with each other. The same Pentecostals who were speaking in unknown tongues in the morning and shouting at each other in their mother tongue at home. Hypocrites! No wonder such children go astray in every denomination. We want the last days are like Noah. There must be people like Noah. There must be families like Noah. Children who obey. Son, go and cut down that tree. We need it for wood. And he obeys. All three sons obeyed. How in the world do you think they built that ark? And they spent their money to hire other laborers and sold his property and used his own property to buy pitch and wood and pay the workers and built that ark. By the time he came to the end of the ark, he probably had nothing left. No property left. And when he came out of the ark, the Lord said to Noah, "The whole earth is yours now." Why did he need property? He got the whole earth. He could have as much as he wanted when the flood was over. You know, God will always reward you if you honor him. You honor him, he'll honor you. And one way he'll honor you is your children will be disciples of Jesus. The last days will be like the days of Noah. I pray that many of us will be like Noah's family. Not with most of our children following the Lord. No, with all our children following the Lord. We know that later on one of Noah's children drifted away. That's because, first of all, they didn't have the Holy Spirit those days. Pride came in very easily. It came into Noah first. He got drunk and lay naked. Very easy for man to drift away. It's very easy once God has blessed you tremendously. You were the man who stood for God in the whole world. The whole world was saved because of you. It went to Noah's head and he got drunk and lay naked. And his son Ham also went astray. That happens. But thank God that in the beginning he was faithful. But today, because we have the Holy Spirit, we can endure till the end. We don't have to end like Noah and Ham. No. We can follow Jesus till the end of our life, till the last second of our life, and our children can follow in our footsteps. Satan will not have power over our home. Determine today, my brothers and sisters, that you will submit to God so thoroughly that you'll be a faithful witness for God in these last days, and Satan will have no place in your home.